The Salmon Arm Silverbacks clinched a spot in the playoffs with a pair of out-of-town wins over the weekend. On Friday, the March 7th, the team made a stop at Western Financial Place to face off against the Cranbrook Bucks. After a busy but scoreless first frame, second period began with Cranbrook's Jacob Fletcher making up time in the sin bin for a slashing call. Salmon Arm capitalized on the man advantage, with Patrick Raftery lighting the scoreboard assisted by Dakota McIntosh and Easton Wallows. The Bucks replied 5 minutes later with a goal by Blake Cotton. The intense action continued with Salmon Arm's Kiefer Miller scoring at the halfway mark, assisted by Donovan Hamilton. This was followed 5 minutes later with a goal by teammate Sawyer Prokopetz, off of Caleb Maher and Tanner Wallows. About a minute later, the Bucks added their second goal, which was followed by an unassisted marker from Ronick Jadoin. The Bucks' final goal of the night was delivered early in the third period, while Scott Miner was doing time for a hooking penalty. But the Silverbacks remained revved and continued to dominate the frame. Jadoin added his second goal of the night at 3:16, assisted by Aiden Willis. Peyton Nelson rippled the mesh at 9:07, off of Maher and Tanner Wallows. McIntosh was last to score, assisted by Ryan Philbrick, giving the Silverbacks a 7-3 win. In net for Salmon Arm was Daniel Diracolo, who made 20 saves. Goaltending duties at the opposite end of the ice were shared by Jaden Cholette and Colton Barrett, who stopped a total of 34 shots. On Saturday night, the Silverbacks were in Okotoks where they mopped up the Oilers with a 6-2 win. First goal of the night was scored at the end of first period by Salmon Arm's Peyton Nelson, assisted by Hamilton and Tanner Wallows. The Silverbacks went on to dominate the first half of the second frame with goals by Philbrick, off of McBeath and Willis. Maddox Martin, from McIntosh and Raftery, and Willis, from McIntosh and Hamilton. The Oilers' two goals were delivered at 15:10 and 15:46 by Ryan Boyce and Spencer Riome. Salmon Arm added two more goals in the third frame, the first an unassisted marker at 1:18 scored by Scott Miner, the second, at 10:18, scored by Easton Wallows, from Willis and Miner. In net for Salmon Arm, Andrew Ballantyne tallied 24 saves, while Oiler Olivier Ciarlo stopped 26 shots on net. The Silverbacks are back at Rogers Rink next weekend with a game versus the Powell River Kings on March 14th and the Spruce Grove Saints on the 15th. For more Silverbacks information, visit sasilverbacks.com.